You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Ken Davenport, and I wanted to say thank you for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. You're now listening to a special mini-series, the Producer's Perspective podcast, live from the pandemic. These are recordings directly from the Facebook Live series I started during the coronavirus pandemic, where every single night I interviewed a Broadway luminary and chatted about what they were going through, how they were dealing with it, and what they expected Broadway and theater to look like when it was all over. So join us for this very special episode of the Producer's Perspective podcast, live from the pandemic.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shana Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We are having as much fun as we can during this craziness here at the Producer's Perspective Live. Let's bring on the brightest spot I know on Broadway at any time of year, during any crisis, during the boom times or the bad times. I want you to bring someone that has brought a lot of joy into my life, not only when I see her on stage, but now that I know her and I can call her a friend, whenever I see her smiling face, it just, my whole soul lights up, and she's going to light up yours as well tonight. Please welcome to the Producer's Perspective Live, Sierra Boggess.
Hi!
So what are you? So tell me, like, what's a typical day in a quarantine with Sierra Boggess? Like, what are you sleeping till like 1 o'clock?
Arbitrary fan posters. I do really well on a schedule. So also, my other actor friends and I have been joking this, like, our lives haven't changed that much because this is what our lives are like for everybody out there that's not in showbiz. This is us in between gigs, y'all. This is what we do. We're like, well, and you sort of got to stay up with, you got to stay healthy. You still got to eat right. You still got to work out. So I wake up, I do a workout here, and I just want to shout out to everybody who's, it's amazing, like, in these times of crisis, all I could see or all I was allowing myself to look for were the people who were immediately trying to help. And that's not just on major levels, like, you know, huge, huge levels of how people are trying to help, but in small ways too. And the way I see small ways is people that are doing free workouts online for people, free meditation, like all kinds of stuff. It's what you think about expands, which is, I heard from Wayne Dyer all those years ago. And I do really know that now, that what I choose to think about or do in the confines of my apartment is really important because I don't want to poison in here. And so if there's somebody on TV politically that you don't like to listen to, he doesn't go in this apartment. You know? I'm not going to listen to it. Was that... Wow.
It's hard to get away from that, but good for you.
It is, but it's like, but we get to choose. I'm obsessed with taking responsibility for things. Where can I take responsibility? If I go low, because I do, I have days where it's like, oh, what is this about? It's hard not to wonder. It's hard not to feel things for people that are really sick and going through this stuff. And yesterday was a really tough day for us and losing Terrence and all this. But I'm deciding how much of this negativity or darkness I'm going to look at. And do I need to, you know, just like focus for a second on my cats? Like, what are they up to? Go hang out with animals that are literally in the moment. But back to, I do a schedule. I wake up, I do a workout. And then I take a break. And then shout out to Tyler Peck, principal dancer at ABT, and also has done Broadway and is one of the most incredible humans. Every day at 1 p.m., she live streams a ballet bar. I mean, and it's the most incredible thing. And I want everybody who's ever been like, oh, I'm too nervous to take a ballet class, what will people think? Do this, because she, in what universe would you get to take a class, ballet class, with Tyler Peck?
What's the link? Do we have a link?
Go to her Instagram. It's just go to at Tyler Peck, T-I-L-E-R Peck. And
Yeah,
every day at 1 p.m., you guys, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, she live streams her, because she's got to stay in shape too. And what's so special, and it just touches me so much, because I'm watching, there's like 2,000 people taking class together today. 2,000. And she even said, she was like, you know, and by the time that the live stream goes up and then it's been on for 24 hours, she said, like 15,000 people have taken ballet.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that powerful?
There it is.
Oh, thanks for putting that up.
There
yeah.
It is.
I can't say enough things, because it just makes my heart so happy that somebody who, she's professional and she's taking the time, she's got to do the bar. And so she's doing it with all of us get to too. You can wear whatever you want, you know?
Show Wednesday.
Yeah. So.
And what else? What about your own creative work? I mean, do you sing every day? Do you write? What do you do to keep your dramatic chops in shape when you're not performing because of virus or otherwise, frankly, when you're down?
For sure. Well, it's interesting. When this first happened, I didn't want to sing. I really didn't. And the first time I sang was on Sunday, because my friend Heidi Blickenstaff was singing each day to get money, raise money for Broadway Cares, actually. And she asked me, can I throw this to you and would you sing a song? And Sunday was Sondheim and Andrew Lloyd Webber's birthday. And so it's weird how this happened, but I just got really clear. That's like, I need to sing. And I need to sing this particular song, or these two songs. I sang Think of Me, a little piece of Think of Me from Phantom, and No One is Alone from Into the Woods. And I chose that because it's like, you know how this is, Ken. It's like, as soon as something, a crisis happens in our community, words of songs that you've maybe just been singing over and over, mm-hmm. suddenly everything means everything. Like, think of, like, Phantom is the longest running show on Broadway. How many times have you guys heard think of me fondly when we've said goodbye? And how many people I see that sing this for me in masterclass, and they sing like, da da da, every so often promise me you'll try. Cause it's like that ingenue thing that's like, ingenues do this. I'm so obsessed. I want to do like an ingenues are awesome class, cause it's like, no. And suddenly these words, think of me fondly when we said goodbye. Remember me every so often. Promise me to try on that day, that not so distant day when you're far. It's like, oh my God. And it just, everything means it. I don't know. So that might have been why I was staying away from singing for a while, because I was too, maybe I was afraid that's like, it's going to make me just break down. But I do sing now. Each day I sing something, whether even it's just like, like the end, you know, go around singing. Or I'm now in the place where I want to like pull out old scores or different things and sing.
Do you sing, like practice in your apartment just in general when you're working on something? And do your neighbors love it or do they hate it?
Excellent. So this is the thing, you guys that don't live in New York. I'm careful. about like the, because we live in very close quarters and I don't want to like disrespect people. I'm lucky where I live. There's like a random break in our building. So nobody is on the side of the wall where my piano is. So I feel safe to sing in that like area, but I feel more comfortable singing in a practice room. It makes me feel like I'm at school. So I rent a studio here. I don't want to say which one because then I don't want people to know because I like to be anonymous at the studio. But I, that's what I do is I usually rent studio space.
I feel like so many people that are on this chat right now would like love to live right next to you just to hear you sing every day. But you know, typical New Yorker would be like, I don't care that you're Andrew Lloyd Webber's Choice Christine.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly.
What else are you doing to just keep yourself? Well, I know one of the things you are definitely doing to keep yourself filled with light. You have this, tell everyone about light lessons. I can't imagine there is a better time. Yes, exactly. Explain what this is.
So these are light lessons that I created, and Jane Jordan, who works for Fit for Broadway, it's her company. Her sister drew all of these like amazing drawings that you see on these cards. And you can purchase them on my website or on Fit for Broadway website. And they are 20 different words or phrases that really work for me. So like, I just pulled trust and release. Today I pulled support, kindness, listen, you are enough, anything like that. And it's so simple. And honestly, you guys and everyone, it's when I do get to, I get overwhelmed, which we all do. And these, I liked to pull words to focus myself before I did a show. So it started as like, you know, when you're doing 8 shows a week over and over, how can I bring something new to this today? Or if I've had a really crazy day, how can I like center myself? And sometimes just pulling a word before I go out. And it's like, okay, if your mind starts wandering on stage, get back to this. But it really is so deeply useful in this time, especially. And each day I go on my Instagram, on my story, and I pull a light lesson for us. And if anybody knew, then I pulled today support. And it's just like, I don't know, it's little things, but it's, again, it's what you think about expand. So it's something little, and not everything that we do, you guys, especially during this time, has to be some grand gesture. Sometimes it's just changing your own mindset, because everything to me is energy. And so if my mindset is low, or if I'm putting out, if I'm adding to the negativity or the fear in the world right now, because there's a lot of fear, isn't there? So much. And I'm trying to stay in a place, and it's not that I'm pretending like it's not fearful or that bombs aren't flying, in a sense, you know. It's just, what do I want to focus my energy on? What do I want to place my attention on? And these words help get me there. So yeah. Pull one
for, oh, look, okay. We have someone who has it today and they're like less of a support.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, if you're on here, write what light lessons you pulled or anything. I'm always interested. But here's one for us.
Look at this. They're all coming in now. I love it. We'll pull one today for all of us.
Okay, I just pulled this one, and I just looked at what it was. And you can't make this stuff up. Listen.
Awesome.
I love that, because you do a podcast. Listen. And it's cool that we're having this platform now where it's, we can also look, but really listen. And like the fact that you've provided such an awesome platform for people to speak and to talk about things that aren't even just that it's glow. Even though we talk about the business, it applies, doesn't it? Like to everybody. Yeah. It's, and when I pull this word too, it's listen, like listen to what's around you. Listen to also what's within you. What do I need to say? And am I contributing to the world by what I'm going to say? And how can I listen better? And what are we supposed to learn? And I would just offer something that keeps coming to me is to listen each day to yourself of what is resonating with me? Where am I? Listen, tune in. And can I say one more thing, Ken?
You can say as many things as you want, Sierra Valley. Say as many things as you want. But let me just ask my permission. Can I just have a moment?
You have another question, or if I just keep going. But listen, listen. Today, you know, I'm from Colorado originally, and today somebody posted the Colorado Symphony. In each symphony member in their own apartment playing their instrument, they all played Beethoven's Ode to Joy. And so that's dun 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 dun. You know, everybody knows this. And I was like, oh, let me just watch. Yeah, I know Ode to Joy. Like, this will be cheesy, I thought, full disclosure. And I clicked it and I started watching and I started weeping.
Oh.
I wept and I sat with it and I was literally on my yoga mat. I had just finished yoga and then I was looking at my stuff and I was like, I wept because of this. Music is the thing that we are pulled to. And how I started this saying, for a few days, I didn't want to sing. I didn't want to go near music because music inform, first of all, it heals. And it's maybe it's like, I didn't want to heal yet. I want to be in this and what this is or whatever. But then I don't want to be misaligned. And music, it unifies us. It is the universal language. It's healing. It was so powerful. And also just watching people who have worked their life to be these extraordinary instrumentalists and play with the symphony. Their job is to be one with each other, and to see them separately in their own like places, you know, with their headphones and playing together. It's the most powerful. So just also you guys look that up.
We'll find the link and throw it on my Facebook page and make sure everyone can see it. I love that word. And I'm sure my very lovely, lovely wife, who I hope is listening right now, is like, Ken, you should draw listen every single day. That's a very pointed, especially now as she has to deal with me every single day working from home. So that's she's right. Like cheering in the other room right now.
That's right.
Let's take a few questions. Someone asked you, besides Barbara, which vocalist, male or female, do you admire? That's Alan coming in from Florida. What were you a fan of besides
How
Barbara?
How dare you say besides Barbara? How dare you?
Just Barbara, all the time.
Just Barbara. Do you know who actually I've been, who in our industry was a voice that was extremely powerful for me and that I still will go to and listen is Maren Mazey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, and then just with Terrence McNally passing, it made me re-listen again. It's like you want to just bawl your eyes out. It's just that voice and with that spirit and all that, I love listening to Maren Mazey. But showbiz wise, I grew up listening to Maren and to Audra, Sutton, all these like incredible, oh God, the singing and the just acting of it too. It's not even just the voice. It's like the spirit that comes through. I'm obsessed with people's spirits coming through when they sing.
So you grew up listening to these people and now you are one of these people. So what's it like when you've grown up listening to these people, then you find yourself working with them in the same, like, how is that for you? You're standing next to Audra, Sutton, whatever, like at the same benefit or doing, like what goes through your mind?
It don't make no sense.
Really?
That's the first thing. Yes. And that's why, like, if I, like, at stage door, people that, when I get recognized and I'm like, it's uncomfortable because I still feel like the kid who, first of all, was way too shy to ever. I have pictures of me, like, stage dooring Sutton Foster, and I was too nervous as that kid to, like, ask for her autograph. So it's just, like, someone taking a picture of me like this, like, giving my play.
That's so, I'm sure, important for somebody. It's not like you're always, like, on stage, like, willing to be out front and an extrovert.
No, I'm an introverted extrovert for sure. My little sister is an introvert and we were just on a trip together and we were dying because she's an introvert all the way. And I love, like, this life is okay. Like, I'm totally okay also being quarantined. But if I didn't have like FaceTime or something or even my Instagram story, that's me getting to be my extrovert self where I feel like I am connecting. But no, especially And I didn't think I was anything. I really didn't. And there, I still, with inside me, it's like just when I did Into the Woods this summer, and Sutton Foster is my dressing roommate. That made no sense. And it was like, we were as one, and she's one of the greatest humans I've ever met on this planet. And it's like, that was surreal. Because
has she seen the photo? Did she see the photo? Has she seen it?
Yeah, she saw the photo. And it's just like, yeah. Because, you know, she has that for somebody.
Yeah.
It's like all of us, I don't know anybody that I respect in my industry and that is at a place where it's like and I don't even want to say you've become someone, because that's not a thing. You're already someone. But mm-hmm. you have achieved outward success where people think like, oh, all of the people that I know, including myself, we do not think we're something. And there's more days than not that I have so much, like, I have no business doing this. Like, who am I to? Even when I recorded my song the other day, I was like, I don't know if anybody wants to hear me sing this. You know, and it's like, I don't know. And so I'm always in the work. I'm obsessed with being in the work. And I go and I sing and I practice and I take ballet and all this stuff to stay in the work, because that's all I know. And so for anybody who's thinking that's like, once you get to Broadway, you've arrived and then all your problems go away or whatever, it's just not so, because there's more to do, and you haven't arrived and then you stop. Yes, you do arrive somewhere, but then you keep going and you keep working. Also, if you start getting like feeling low and stuff, you might just need to move the energy around. Another thing that I ask myself a lot, and I did this today too, because today I was lower. I was like, I feel sad. Nothing's happened, but everything has happened. And I felt more just sad today. And I asked myself, whose energy is this? Because a lot of times it's not even yours. Because a lot of us are empaths as performers and artists. A lot of times we're taking on the stress of other people or the fear or the sadness. And I feel it a lot, like, for those of you that have auditioned in New York and know like Pearl Studios or Ripley Greer, it's like as soon as you walk in the building, you would have been fine. You had the best day ever. You walk in the building and you're like, oh God, I'm not enough. I'm in doubt and I don't know my words. And it's like, I could be singing Part of Your World. And it's like, I don't know, you know, because the energy is attached of like everybody's stress. Cause that's a place where people go to audition and they don't feel enough and they're scared and all these. So you know what I mean? It's just interesting.
Well, listen, I'll give another tip to you, Never Enoughers. Go get light lessons. Light lessons will seriously get you through the day. My last question for you before we say goodnight tonight, what's the one thing you look forward to the most for when this is all over? When the curtain goes up on the world here, when we're open, what's the one little thing, big thing, whatever, that you look forward to the most?
I know exactly what it is. I want a hug.
No.
I want a dang hug. I went out the other day. My friend Chip Zion, everybody knows Chip Zion, the original baker Into the Woods, and my father from It Should Have Been You. He lives one block from me. And I went out the other day in the morning to go to the store because I thought that was an appropriate time to go so that there's not like chaos. And he was out walking his dog, and we saw each other, and we love each other. And we were like, oh! Can't hug. And we were like, you know, like elbows, like immediately. And I realized in that moment, that's like, do you know what I miss? I miss physical contact. I miss just having a hug. And today that's something that came up for me is like, God, I just want a hug. I want a hug. And I'm not even like somebody who's like, I'm a hugger, you know, that annoys me. So it's like, I'm a hugger. It's like, but I'm not, so let's not. But you know, it's like, I think that everybody can sort of relate to that. That's like, we miss if you are quarantining by yourself. So my cats are having to deal with it. They get.
I was going to say your cats are getting some serious hugging going on right now. Well, look, thank you. We all give you a big giant e-hug just for joining us and spending us a little of your time with us. Thank you again so much for being here, for being such a bright spot to the world, actually, not just this industry. We'll see you very soon for this platform
and for people to come and listen to your awesomeness and your guests, and just what you're doing is just so important. So thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks again for listening to this very special episode of the Producer's Perspective podcast live from the pandemic. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, do us a favor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And hey, while you're at it, leave us a big standing ovation review, will you? And check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/KenDavenport for more live stream interviews just like this one. Except on the Facebook page, you can actually see our faces. So check it out at facebook.com/KenDavenport. We'll see you there.
We're getting the band back together.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.